The stock market rout continues, deepening this week's losses on concerns that rising number of coronavirus infections in the U.S. and Europe will push governments to bring back restrictions on businesses. All three major indexes were off by better than 3% yesterday. More on the investor mindset from Jessica Menton, markets reporter at USA Today. Jess, what's got people spooked?
Obviously, the stock market rout has continued this week, and really it's deepening those losses on concerns that rising numbers of infections in the U.S. along with Europe will actually push governments to potentially bring back restrictions on businesses. And obviously, when we think back to earlier this spring and what had happened with the economy, it's kind of giving investors some of those jitters. But I think something important to keep in mind is we've had such a strong run-up and a rebound in the stock market since the spring that I don't think investors and average Americans who are looking at their 401k balances should necessarily freak out about the losses that we've seen over the past few days. But there are those concerns when you see those rising case numbers, along with uncertainty ahead of the election coming up within the next week. And again, as you said, too, with the stimulus talks hitting another impasse, there is that concern about the Fed has done what it can to help prop up the markets. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said there needs to be more fiscal aid, because if there are rising case numbers and infections and businesses do need to close, there needs to be either more stimulus checks, PPP money for those businesses that are impacted, and then also people who are continuing to be on unemployment so that they can spend that money and keep the economy growing. So there's a lot of things involved in that. So there are those concerns there, but I don't think people should necessarily freak out about it just yet.
All right, but the infections have been spiking for a couple of weeks now, right? And stimulus has been a struggle seemingly for the same amount of time. How come it seems like now all of a sudden the market is taking a hit, or a sharper hit?
Right. I think some of it also has to do with some of the election odds that are coming up. And, you know, I'm working on a story that takes a look at what investors really want to see. And a lot of people think when it comes to their pocketbooks, they're thinking, okay, well, will a Trump win or a Biden win be better for me? But actually, when it comes to Wall Street, they typically like a split Congress like we've had right now. We've had a little bit over a decade where you're having, you know, one Republican chamber and the other a Democrat, because really there can't be a lot of sway in either direction. And in order for there to be sort of changes to, say, the tax overhaul that we saw in recent years, if there was some sort of Democratic sweep, that would have to happen. There would be some sort of blue wave there. But we don't necessarily know if that's going to happen just yet. But we have seen people move in recent months, because technology has had such an outsized impact and has really thrived in this sort of stay-at-home economy that we've been in, but they've had such a big run-up. Now, I've talked to portfolio managers where they're kind of spreading out where their allocations are into more beaten-down sectors of the economy that weren't doing as well in the spring. And I think because technology has such an outsized impact, when you're thinking about the Amazons and the Apples of the world, if they're not doing quite as well, sometimes that could have an outsized impact. But for instance, today, technology is not doing terrible. It's really those companies that rely on the economy reopening, when you're thinking about airlines and cruise liners in hospitality and things like that. So those are the ones taking a hit right now. And I think that there are those concerns about at what point is it going to be too late if there isn't more fiscal aid to help shore up the economy.
All right. We're speaking with Jessica Menton, personal finance and markets reporter at USA Today. She's written a piece about how the markets are reacting to the spike in coronavirus cases and the impasse on a stimulus measure in Washington. Touch on oil, too, and the position that it's in.
Right. In oil, it's been down on worries that the economy was already weakened by the virus and that consumers would end up consuming even less energy. And so we are seeing, when we're looking at energy, those prices down. And so there is that concern. I mean, if you look at gas prices, you'd think, oh, well, you know, cheaper gas prices, that'll be great for consumers and their pocketbooks. But if everyone's staying at home and nobody's driving, then there's that sort of caveat to it as far as people not driving as much. And so there's a lot of different factors involved in this.
Thanks, Jess. Jessica Menton, personal finance and markets reporter at USA Today.